Computer programs like GarageBand and Pro Tools have made it possible for millions of people to become musicians. This past weekend, NPR Music gave its followers the whole weekend to write and produce a song. Any kind, any length, any genre, forgive the expression, just had to include one of the following words: dog, firecracker, lampshade, Japan, or NPR. We got more than 150 submissions, including this one, a minute and a half long.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
The radio goes on, I'm half asleep. It's Morning Edition with Stephen Skeet. On the morning commute in the pouring rain, I hear the soothing sounds of Renee Montaigne. When I get to work, I stream you live. Without my NPR, I wouldn't survive. NPR, 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 NPR. Who, what, when, where, why, how? NPR, I need you now. It's time for lunch, but I look at the clock. I gotta hear the news from Melissa Block. Go far. I gotta stay close to my NPR. NPR, 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 NPR. Who, what, when, where, why, how? NPR, I need you now. I pull into the driveway and I'm sitting in the car. I gotta hear the story on NPR. There's a monkey in Japan and he serves beer. Forget about dinner, this I gotta hear. Now Robert Siegel on a software hacker and the origins of the firecracker. NPR.
NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Misha Horowitz.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
The song is called NPR, and it's written by composer Brad Mossman, who joins us from Denmark. Mr. Mossman, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, thanks very much.
Well, you figured out the way to write the song that gets on our air, didn't you?
Well, I must say that my songwriting partner, Bob Boyle, wrote all the lyrics and emailed them over to me and said, oh, let's do this, you know. And usually, as with Bob's stuff, I hear the melody in my head and I get to work.
Yeah. So what am I, chopped liver?
I know. We'll have to talk to Bob about that. I don't know what happened.
Oh, blame it on the lyricist, huh? Did Rodgers blame Hammerstein?
I'm sure.
Yeah, probably, as a matter of fact. So what's the key to quick and effective songwriting?
For me, the key is to be around really good partners who listen very well to what you do. So I'd say get your ideas down right away and start right away and go with them. And then for me, I work best bouncing those ideas off the good people. But in the meantime, just get your ideas down really quick and don't worry about the technology. Just whatever equipment you have in your home or in the studio, just go with it. You know,
What if all you've got is a soup kettle and a ladle?
Go with it. That's the key. You don't have to, you know, be a piano player. And my, you know, especially in today's day and age, you want to present a song with just a, whatever you said, spoon and a ladle. That's what it's about.
Soup kettle, I think.
You're right. Yeah. Soup kettle. It's about bringing your voice out with whatever you have in front of you. And the technology today is such that you can have that ability to enhance it to sound pretty pro. So,
Mr. Mossman, nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Brad Mossman joined us from Denmark. You can hear some of the other submissions at nprmusic.org. And this song is from the Suitcase Nukes. They call their entry NPR2.
We are NPR.